Welcome back to the Roberts Lab podcast, where we talk science, research life, and the little victories that get us through the quarter. Today's episode is a bit of a mixed bag, in the best way. It started with some confusion. People weren't sure if lab meeting was happening. Sophie was sitting alone in the conference room, wondering if she'd missed a memo. Eventually, folks trickled in, some on Zoom, some in person, and we decided to make it a working session focused on setting our goals for the quarter. So what did we do? Vision boards. Yeah, the artsy kind. We were going to do charades, but that's a little tricky to capture in a Zoom recording. Vision boards made more sense, and honestly, it gave everyone a chance to reflect, plan, and get a little creative. We used apps like Freeform and Canva to pull them together, and people shared everything from major research milestones to summer travel hopes. It was a nice reminder that our work is just one piece of a much bigger picture. Let me walk you through some of the highlights. One student talked about transitioning their research focus toward Olympia oysters and wrapping up two thesis chapters. They're also applying for a climate adaptation fellowship. Fingers crossed on that. Another undergrad set goals for acing their classes, doing PCR work in lab, and possibly working in a jellyfish lab at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Oh, and they really want to go tide pooling with friends this quarter. Another grad student is juggling thesis writing, prepping for a big fellowship at the Smithsonian, and planning a summer project using nanopore sequencing. They'll also be presenting at a conference in Barcelona, so there's a lot on their plate. But one of their goals was simple and lovely, to romanticize grad school life a bit more. Grace shared that she's prepping an experiment at Friday Harbor Labs, which involves tons of logistics. She's working on figures for a multi-species RNA-seq project and just got approval for more sequencing funds. She's also aiming to revise and resubmit a paper and, just as importantly, make time for dance, skateboarding, and being near water. She said that's when she feels most alive. Shelley, as always, had a full slate. She's aiming to submit 3 papers, including one that's been in the works for a long time on geoduck methylation. She's also writing a grant for spatial transcriptomics of oyster immune systems, in collaboration with folks at Bigelow and Harvard, and she's coordinating a training on NF-core pipeline use. Outside the lab, she's looking forward to a bluegrass music festival later this month. And then we got nerdy, in the best way. One of the students is working on using nanopore sequencing for methylation mapping on archival coral specimens. This is a tough challenge. Archival DNA is often degraded, low quality, and hard to work with. They're trying to avoid PCR since that would erase methylation signals. Contaminants like mold and symbiont DNA are also a concern. Shelley suggested looking into adaptive sequencing, where the nanopore device can reject non-target sequences in real time. They also discussed contacting Oxford Nanopore's support team or possibly reaching out to Winston Timp, a researcher at Johns Hopkins who's done a lot of pioneering work with this platform. They talked about sequencing limitations, the cost of flow cells, and whether multiplexing would lower coverage too much. The student explained that Nanopore recently announced the ability to detect uracils directly, which could make it possible to distinguish between methylated and unmethylated cytosines that had undergone deamination. It's cutting edge, maybe even bleeding edge. But it's exciting to hear these kinds of conversations happening in real time. The meeting wrapped up with everyone inspired, motivated, and maybe a little less alone in the chaos of research. So whether your quarter is off to a roaring start, or you're still trying to remember what day it is, just know we're all figuring it out as we go. And a vision board, even a digital one, might be just the thing to get you going. Thanks for listening. See you next time on the Roberts Lab podcast.